Parshas Pinchas, Lukutot Torah, page Ayin Hey at the bottom. The Pasuk says, Tzavas B'nai Yisov Amat Aleihem. Tell this what we say in the Shchaydish, Kriya, this week's Parsha, and say it every day in Davin, twice a day. Tzavas B'nai Yisov command the Yidin, Amat Aleihem, and tell them, as Korban Ilach Mil Ishai. My carbon, my bread for my burnt offerings. And then the Pasuk says, V'amar to Lehem, that's what you should tell him, Zeh Yisha, this is the burnt offering that you should do to Hashem. So he says, L'hovim mal, V'amar to beis pamim. The Pasuk says, Tzavaz b'nei Yisrael, V'amar to Aleihem. And then the next Pasuk says again, V'amar to Aleihem. Why does it say twice V'amar to? So he says, Hine, he kol ha-mitzvah, Sarachodim, L'kayim, Machshov, Adibur, Ha-maisim. Every mitzvah a person has to fulfill in thought, speech, and action. Meaning, the same thing in Kabbanis, Machshav, Zut, Tfilah, Veda, Shabalev, Shekinegeda, Kabbanis. For instance, the mitzvah of Kabbanis, which now is davening instead. So you have the Veda, Shabalev, the Kavana of davening, which is the thinking. The Dibur, who Talmudated the Kabbanis. And speech is the speech of Karbanis, because the Gemara says, Kol ha'esik b'teiras eila, whoever learns the laws of carbon oil is like you brought one, and that Torah learning is by speech. And then you have the action of the Karbanis. Kvasim b'nei shana, you know, the sheep, the year, meaning like this. You have a mitzvah called Karbanis. So you have the thought of Karbanis, which is the Kavana of davening. Then you have the speech, which is the learning of Torah of Kabbanis, and then you have the action of Kabbanis. The second pasuk that says, this is what you should tell them, the actual laws of the Kabbanis, that's the action of Kabban. The pasuk Rishon of Tzavaz B'nai Yisrael, and the first pasuk that says, command them and tell them, that goes a machshava dibur. Okay? So the Alter Rebbe says, there's thought, speech, and action. The second pasuk is speaking about the action. The first pasuk is speaking about thought and speech. Ubirin in Zem, B'chlau, to explain this whole thing, Tzaruch Lehovim, we need to understand. It says in the pasuk, Nireach Nichayach, by all the Kabbanis, it says, you should bring them as a good smell for Hashem. Pirish Chazal explain what does it mean, because Rashi, as Rashi brings down, there's no worse smell than the burnt skin, and it's not a barbecue, it's the skin of the carbon, it stinks, all the inside of the carbon, it's just a terrible smell. So how does it mean, Reach Nichayach LaHashem, a good smell for Hashem? So Chazal explain, it means, Nachas Ruach Lefana. What is the pleasure that I have, Hashem says, before me, Shamarti v'nasa ritzeni, that I told them to do it, and they listened. In other words, what's the good smell of Hashem? That Hashem told them to do karbonis, and they did it. That's the good smell. So the Alter Rebbe says, if that's the case, this every mitzvah is like that. Hashem says, put on tefillin, you put on tefillin. By tefillin, it doesn't say, Reach Nichayach LaHashem, a good smell for Hashem. From all the mitzvahs, every mitzvah we do it because Hashem says so, we do it. So why only by Karbanis does it say the expression, Reach Nichayach LaHashem, it's a good smell for Hashem. V'gam tzarech lohovin. Lom avedet zah Karbanis tzliv beis ha-migdash tafke. The whole concept of sacrifices only applies in the beis ha-migdash. Right? He said, Masha'en ken shar mitzvahs. All the other mitzvahs apply all times. Why can't we have a concept of Karbanis today? And he says, Afilu machshava dibur Karbanis. Shem tefila k'neged HaKarbanis. V'talmud Torah k'neged HaKarbanis yichel l'kam mizman hazeh. V'shem beis hamikdashkai. And the second thing the Alter Rebbe says like this. Remember he said, the thought of Karban is davening. The speech of carbon is learning. Okay, that we have today also. You can daven and you learn. But why is the action of carbonis not existing today? So number one, why is this concept reach nichayach only by carbonis? If every mitzvah we do is because Hashem told us to do it, and we do it. And secondly, why don't we have the action of carbonis? the thought and speech of Karbanis we have today, but not the action. Why?
Because
we don't have the percent. He said Hashem could have made it. We have it anyway. Like Bamis or whatever.
Rabbi, isn't it simply that when you make a barbecue, it makes a good smell?
No, yeah.
Now with the, all the walk. Garbage inside the animal and the skin.
The feathers, the
inside garbage that comes out of the animal. Are you kidding? It stinks.
The
everything. Okay. Achine kolzeh. All this human behegdim. We need to understand. So basically, the Alter Rebbe says like this. Why only Karbanis is Reach Nechayach, and why don't we have the action of Karbanis today? Achine calls a Yuvim Behegdim. We'll first understand this by introducing Bashakot Vayem La Seisam Vleila Mocha La Seisam. It says Asher Anechi Mitzav Chahayim. Chazal say Rashi brings it down in Chumash. I'm commanding you today La Seisam to do them. Today we do mitzvahs. Tomorrow, Gan Eden, we get the reward. And you can't do mitzvahs in Gan Eden. Dafke, this world is a world of action. And here we have the choice in the person to choose good. Only in this world do we have the opportunity and ability to choose doing or not doing, choose sinning or not sinning. Not only that, but in this world, even if you sinned, you could do tshuva. In other words, like this. Number one, in this world, is the only world of doing. You can't do anything Gan Eden. Secondly, you could only do tshuva in this world. You can't do tshuva in Gan Eden. It's too late. So he said, Masha'en came by Elam Abba. In Olam Abba, though, ain't a b'chir ha'chav she's b'yad ha'odam. There's no free choice in the hand of a person. The way action is done in this world, that's what the way it remains in Olam Abba. You can't change it. Once you finish this world, what you did, you did. What you didn't do, and there's no changing. While we're alive in this world, you can change. You didn't do a mitzvah, you do tshuva. You did an aveda, you do tshuva. Why is that? Agam shereya. Even though in Gan Eden there's a greater revelation of godliness, I would think in the reverse. Where can you do tshuva where there's a greater revelation of Hashem? In Gan Eden. But yet, where there's a greater revelation of Hashem, you can't have free choice. You can't have tshuva. You can't do any more mitzvahs. Why? Shamu bit on Ivram Kamesha Kosu. In the Ruchni, a sicker world, everything is bottled to Hashem. Even evil up there is also bottled to Hashem. Like he says, because like the Gemara says, the evil says, God is the God of the gods. Okay, that means they believe in God. So there is a certain bittul in the spiritual realms, even of evil to Kedusha. So why is there no mitzvahs there?
Is there evil in the spiritual world?
Relatively speaking, yes.
They cannot exist.
Huh? He says they exist in a way that they believe God is the God of the gods, meaning they believe in other gods, but they also believe God is the God of gods. You know, the mitzvahs these days, the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, right? 52 mitzvahs in Avodah Zarah, yeah? But the Rambam has started with the Hilchos Avodah Zarah by explaining how did the people come to make such a mistake? Come on, all the Medicians saw God. I mean, where did this begin from? So he says, the Rambam says, that they made a very big mistake. The mistake began because people knew everything was God. They knew that. But they said, you know, listen, the sun gives light, the moon gives light, the star this, the sun makes things grow, you know. Let's also give respect to the sun and moon. Not instead of God. You should also think...
The servants.
The servants. You say thank you. Say thank you to the servants. Exactly. So they began saying thank you to the servants. And then it went further and people started saying... Then God himself said that you have to give thanks to these people. I mean, to these suns and the moons and everything else. And from there, one second, from there it got that people began only worshipping them. To give another example in Halacha, whether it applies today is questionable. But the Gemara says, if somebody has X amount of non-rainwater, Gimel Shuvim, Gimel Lug and Mayim Shuvim, if 3 Lug of Mayim Shuvim fall on you, you become Tomei. You become Tomei if 3 Lugim, which is, a Lug is, let's say, 12 ounces, so this is 36 ounces of non-rainwater falls and you become Tomei. There's no question, can you take a shower after the mikveh? Do you become Tomei again? Whatever. Question, does it apply today? So Gemara says in Shabbos, why did that happen? The mikvahs years ago were dirty holes in the ground. Okay, so what people do after they tabled in the mikveh, they would go into clean water to wash off the dirt from the mikveh. Yeah? So after a while, people began thinking, the mikveh doesn't purify me, this water purifies me. So instead of going to the mikveh, they just took the shower, so to speak. So Chum said, you know what? No, we can't have that. People are going to stop using mikveh. Same thing like a vedizora. It begins with innocence, and then it ends up being a disaster. Okay? So therefore, even in the level of klipa originally, or in spiritual realms, klipa is also bottled to kedusha, not like kedusha is. But still, it's a lower level of kedusha compared to a higher level of kedusha is evil. And relatively speaking, it's less bottled than the higher levels of kedusha. I mean, so it is, what?
You said that people in Shemayim basically are there.
People are not in Shemayim. I mean, the Shemayim is for them. Yeah. They go up a little bit, but it's not that the people in the neshamas in Gan Eden do tshuva. The schus of their children behaving properly can help them, but it doesn't mean they could do tshuva. You can't do tshuva in Gan Eden. So he says, Alpha became, and nevertheless, and yochel ishtei benafshu, a person cannot control himself. Leitzia mimaskin umaisir agufa kecheis bekech nefesh abamis shenim shechachrem beilumazah. Yet, in Gan Eden, you cannot cleanse yourself from the sins and actions you did in this world. So l'cheir, it doesn't make sense. Even evil is bottled there. So l'cheir, it should be easier to do tshuva there than here. And yet we say in Gan Eden there's no mitzvahs, there's no free choice, you can't do tshuva, so they'll say, but why? And that's the level of kafa kela. You know, one of the additional punishments besides Gehenna is kafa kela. Shemekalenu mashlichenu mapilen eisiv machsheveisov shenim shechubem be'elum azeh ba'avi elum azeh. He says, what's the punishment of kafa kela? Kafa kela actually means a slingshot. What's a slingshot? You go from one place to the next. You know, you throw the stone. What are the punishments of the neshama in Gan Eden? Is they show the neshama the thoughts, speech, and action they had in this world of evil. And in Gan Eden, for the neshama out of the body, out of the Yetzer Hara, that's torture. Because over there, the neshama sees truth. So then, one of the cleansings of the neshama in Gan Eden is they show the neshama all the terrible things he did in this world. That's kafa kela. And he says, "Kehine machshav v'dibur amaisim, shem gimel levushim." The thought, speech, and action without the 3 garments. Shem slabish by lemazeh, hem nasim le levushis saku begodim tzedim le lemabo. The thought, speech, and action of evil done in this world becomes the filthy garments of the people in Gan Eden, of the neshamas in Gan Eden. If a person doesn't avail in this world, they create a garment of thought, speech, and action that when they come up to Gan Eden, they get dirty. So before they get into Gan Eden, they need to be cleansed. It encompasses the nefesh from head to toe. I just saw an interesting thing that when the in Europe, in Russia and in Poland, they were very, very poor. The Bachrim in the yeshiva were very, very poor. And they used to actually wear sack. But the sack had holes in them. There is so poor mamish, the sack had holes in them. So the Friedrich Rebbe said that, I understand you have to wear sack, you don't have money to buy clothing. But why do they have to be torn? He told the Bachrim to sew up, patch up the holes in your clothing, that at least they shouldn't be torn. Sack, but that's interesting. The Friedrich Rebbe told the people in Paris, I think it was the Friedrich Rebbe, that they should, it's interesting, the Friedrich Rebbe was very much into cleanliness. There's a sikh in the Friedrich Rebbe, he wanted the Bachum to brush the teeth every day, whatever. The Friedrich Rebbe said to the Anash that went from Russia to Paris, they were living in these, who knows how many families in the chateaus, whatever. Friedrich Rebbe said, the Eisleine, the kinder to Essen rain. You have to teach the people, the Lubavitchers in Paris have to teach the children to eat neatly, clean. So the Friedrich Rebbe said, you have to Eisleine in the kinder, you should teach the kids to eat, not like slobs, pardon the French, but they should eat properly. Okay, commandment is I'm laughing fussy. It makes him filthy from head to toe. Being chavish, matter that's hot to me in a prisoner cannot free himself. But like it says in the Navi, remove the filthy garments from you. Okay, so the question is, why is it that in Gan Eden, where there's a greater kedusha, you can't do mitzvahs, you can't do tshuva, and this world you could? The Tamav, so that the Rebbe explains, the reason for that is, why is it, what's the difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba? Ki be'elam haba, ein loch davar shein limokim. In Olam Haba, everything has its place already. In Olam Haba, as he's going to explain, is the level of Mamala Kol Almin, the permeating level of God. In that level, everything has its place. And you can't change A to B and B to A. Because, like it says, once light is light and dark is dark, you can't make light into dark or dark into light. Because once it's identified in a certain level, it is what it is and you can't change it. The only way you could change it is before it becomes identified as a, you define this in Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says, it's a Gemara, but you know, a guy wants to have a boy or a girl, whatever it is. He says, after 40 days of conception, it's a waste of time. It's a foolish thing to daven. Because it's already established. Once it's a boy, you can't make it a girl. And once it's a girl, before it's formed into a boy or a girl, it's still a piece of clay, so to speak, that you can mold. So then you can daven. But once it's established as a thing, what it is, you can't change it. So he says, in Olam Haba, Kedusha is Kedusha, Klipa is Klipa, Chesed is Chesed, Gvorah is Gvorah. It is what it is. So you can't change it. This world, though, is from Seviv Kol Almin. Because it's Seviv Kol Almin, nothing's identified yet.
So in Gehenna, you could still change this?
No, you can't.
Gehenna, you could change things?
No, you can't. You can't do tshuva in Gehenna.
I mean, the person...
A person's going to Gehenna, he says, he can't say, okay, I'm going to do tshuva now.
The person does get revolutionized. They get cleansed, they become a different person.
That's not their doing. They're not doing tshuva. Hashem is cleaning them.
That's a spiritual world also. No. That's a bad question, but I'm just...
No, it is set. What you did, the avedis you did coming to Gehenna, you can't change.
But you get reset.
Not reset, you get cleansed. You get cleansed. It's not you doing.
The person does go through a complete revolutionary change.
It's not a change that the person accomplished.
It's superimposed on him.
Not a question superimposed. If the person is cleansed, you got a beta.